in John 6:29, Jesus says that this is the work of God, that you believe on him who can't sin. And a lot of times we think of that as for lost people, you know, and it is the work that they completely just trust on Jesus Christ for their salvation. But I was thinking as we were practicing for the song, it is also still our work, the ones who have trusted in Christ. It is still our work that our lives are lived in such a way that we prove we still believe him, that we, our actions prove that we believe him when he says, go ye into all the world, and that our labor is not in vain, and that he is going to come again quickly, and that, you know, the riches of the entire world are meaningless compared to the value of an eternal soul. And I was just thinking that we as Christians, our work still is our actions, our lives, the way we spend our time and our money and our energy, and everything that we have should be proof text that we believe in him whom he has sent.
It all became clear to me the day I believed it. What is true? He was nailed to the tree because I needed a Savior. I needed love. Why would I be silent or ashamed to sing about the one who took my place? I believe in God and the Son he sent, that he came and he died and he's risen again. Every word he said, every promise is true. I believe it, I believe it. I believe in God and the Son he sent, that he came and he died and he's coming again. Every word he said, every promise is true. I believe it, I believe it, I believe. This all seems loud and clear as long as I'm breathing. My whole life through, he every word he said, every promise is true. I believe it, I believe it. I believe in God and the Son he sent, that he came and he died and he's coming again. Every word he said, every promise is true.